think for a minute about teachers' aides working on contract at your local school, or bartenders, or Uber drivers, or hairstylists, nail technicians, house cleaners, so many other Michiganders who are not getting paid right now because of the new coronavirus. Their hardship has repercussions for the people that their lives and livelihoods support. Today, we wanted to examine the domino effect the COVID-19 lockdown is having at several spots along the rental market economy. Let's start today with one waitress in Detroit.
Hello, my name is Crystal Michael Brasseur. I'm 22 years old. I actually live in the city of Detroit. I am a server at the Monarch Club as well as a full-time student at Wayne State. I'm currently going to school for my bachelor's in secondary education, and I hope to be an English teacher by the end of all of this craziness because I'm really close to finishing my program.
Crystal, welcome to Stateside. Do you mind telling us when the Monarch Club decided to pull the trigger?
Yeah, it was actually on the 15th. We didn't pull our trigger until basically we'd seen the day of that Gretchen Whitmer had urged all of the restaurants to shut down in the state of Michigan. So that's when they did that. But initially, they weren't going to close until it was like mandatory.
Was it something that you had been thinking about or worrying about?
I honestly didn't see it happening so fast. I really thought I was going to have another like week or two of work at least, to be honest with you. I really did not see it like shut down of restaurants coming so quickly. So it wasn't something I would say I was necessarily prepared for, but it was definitely something we were all talking about.
Yeah.
But it was like very swift. There was really no way to prepare.
Can you tell me a little bit about your living situation?
Well, I actually live in a studio apartment by myself. I have like two cats. I'm trying to figure out how exactly I'm going to be able to afford that or how I'm going to be able to like provide for myself as of right now. I'm really fortunate that, again, I am so young and like this isn't, I feel like for someone, if I had like a family, I would be really scared right now. But because it's just me and I've been living in my apartment for a little while, my rent's not outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
I pay around like $500. So I'm pretty fortunate that like I'll be able to hopefully, as long as I get the government assistance that I'm supposed to get, be able to like keep my place probably.
Did you file for unemployment?
I did. I only got like $200 a week though.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they take into account your hourly wage, not the tips that you would have been making.
Exactly. Exactly. And I actually, at the Monarch Club, they pay us a little bit better than they do other servers. So I wonder if I would have gotten less if I had been making regular server wage, which is anywhere from like $3 to $5. And I make $7, which is still under minimum wage.
You know, you said that your rent is $500 and your unemployment check is $200. So, I mean, obviously you're paying for other things other than rent. How big is the gap between your monthly expenses and what you're getting from unemployment?
Oh, man. Jeez Louise. So, I mean, typically what I make each week is around, like, I make usually around $500 a week with my job. So, it's quite a big, from expenses. I mean, it's probably, like, at least, like, a $200-$300, like, gap.
Right.
Where it's really just like cutting out the non-essentials at that point where it's like, I don't know if I'm going to keep any of my streaming sites. I don't know if I'm going to like be able to like keep like the subscriptions that I have, the stuff like that, which I am including in expenses right now just because there's nothing else to do at home.
Sanity.
But,
yeah.
You know, yeah, that's the gap because my rent is about $500. Electric can be anywhere from like 20 to 50 plus like Wi-Fi. And like, that's really, you know, that's about it for me. But I'm like also like a college student who doesn't have kids. And yeah. I mean, I stocked up on food because of my restaurant closing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like I'm in a better position than most, to be real with you. And I feel very fortunate for that. I'm really just worried about people who like have kids and are already on welfare and can't afford these things to begin with.
Have you had a conversation with your landlord yet?
I have actually. It wasn't very fruitful, to be honest. It took me a while to get a hold of them. They don't seem to really have any procedures in place. I know as of right now, they're not doing really any repairs on the buildings unless they're emergencies. And as far as like being able to pay my rent, I asked them, I'm like, are we going to waive late fees? Will there be a grace period at the end of all this that if I have accrued rent, that I'll have a certain amount of time that I'll be able to pay it? And they actually haven't answered any of those questions, except for, yes, there will be a late fee.
When is your next rent check due?
In April, like April 1st. I paid already for March, so I'm fine there. But it's due April 1st.
Do you feel like you have any options for finding other work right now?
I mean, I've heard people talking about grocery stores, but I don't have a car. So for people without a car in this pandemic where they're like shutting down public transportation or urging you not to take public transportation, I don't really see a lot of options for myself.
Do you feel like you're going to be able to keep your place?
I don't know. That's the scariest thing about all this, is that all I can do is stay positive. But realistically, I really don't know. It depends on how long this all lasts. For myself, I feel like I'm going to be able to keep it for the next month, but I don't know about after that. I know right now the city of Detroit's not doing any evictions, but what my fear is what happens after that, is that when the coronavirus does all this, you know, calms down, will I get a grace period from my landlord to be able to pay my rent back? And that's, you know, is the grace period going to be enough time for me to pay my rent back?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's really the biggest fear, is like, I have no idea. I think like how everyone else feels, it's just uncertainty of like not knowing. It's like, I feel pretty secure that I can pay for April's month, but what about May or June? I don't know.
Yeah. Do you have any kind of safety net, like maybe friends you could double up with? I know the presence of two cats kind of changes that equation for a lot of friends' minds.
So, I mean, right now, my partner's staying with me. But I mean, he has his own rent to pay. I feel like most people right now, unless you already have roommates that you're living with, I think everyone already has their own financial burdens in place. You know, so it doesn't feel like, other than maybe my family, who have, as of right now, I mean, there's the potential that my mom is without work right now. My grandparents aren't able to work as much. Their business is going to take a hit. So I felt a lot more secure a couple of days ago, feeling like, okay, well, I can ask my family. But now sometimes it feels like, even though I know I could ask my family to help me as much as they can, whenever they can, it doesn't even feel like that's an option sometimes, because I know they have to provide for themselves as well.
Oh my gosh, your grandparents are still working?
Well, they own their own business, so yeah.
Wow. Do you mind saying what line of work they're in?
Yeah, they have a pest control company.
Oof. I mean, so, it just, know, there's
that
some
doesn't
things,
stop.
Yeah, there are some things that people have to keep calling for, but I'm sure there's going to be some folks who will be like just going to the hardware store and trying to take care of it themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And that's kind of the thing, is that like as of right now, their business is doing fine. But again, it's the longevity of this issue of what's going to happen again in May or June.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not so scared for April. It's really just like the longevity and how long is this going to last?
Crystal, you mentioned this before, but what are your hopes for what are your long term career hopes?
I mean, I want to be a teacher, but right now schools are shut down. You know, I'm supposed to be getting my certification, but Wayne State just shut down. They're doing online classes for classes that I can't take online. I'm supposed to be going to school every week during the semester and spending 20 hours in a school shadowing a teacher and teaching in a classroom.
Well, that's not happening.
Yeah, exactly. So that's really the big fear. My other online classes are fine. I know I'll get the credits for that. But my program, there's two phases of clinicals that you're supposed to do. And I'm in the first phase. So I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to move on to the second phase or not, if I have enough hours or what they're going to do. And that's why I'm really worried. I mean, my partner is a music student and he can't do any of his classes online because he needs to be with an instructor who's supposed to be like teaching him ear training and teaching him mixing and mastering in a studio. So it's like there's a lot of stuff that can't be transferred online.
It sounds like there's just an awful lot of questions up in the air at the moment.
Yeah, everything is just one question mark.
How are you getting yourself through this day to day?
I am kind of just like making a lot of art and just taking it day by day. I mean, I'm doing the work that my teachers are asking me to do and You know, I'm doing applying for unemployment. I'm doing everything that anyone says that I can do to help prepare myself. But other than that, I just kind of try to stay positive.
It's not easy.
No, it's not. It's really not.
Well, Crystal, thank you so much for talking to us about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crystal Michelle Brasseur. We spoke with her for today's show via Skype.